The next step in the search for lost cemeteries in Tampa is underway this morning in an auto impound lot. WUSF's Wayne Garcia takes us on the hunt for more graves at the Lost Zion Cemetery, believed to be the first African-American burial ground in Tampa.
Four workers from the private consultant Cardno and the University of South Florida Anthropology Department spent a chilly morning raking and picking up concrete and large rocks by hand. They're looking for graves. The rubble interferes with the ground-penetrating radar. Sun State Record Services owns the land next to the Robles Park Public Housing Complex, where 144 graves have already been found. General Manager Tony Huffman said his company is happy to have the archaeologists there.
I guess the only emotion could be described, we were elated that somebody would take the time to actually come in and do the work to find these lost souls.
The Potter's Field for the Zion Cemetery could be here, a section where the poor and unnamed were buried. Huffman said the results could take 1 week to a month to get back. Wayne Garcia, WUSF 89.7 News.